G-minus 41. Gravesen Hotel, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Although Emma McCarthy's speech had been less polished than her usual public proclamations, Mesut Demir was somewhat soothed by the words. More than this, perhaps, he was soothed by the lack of evident fear in Emma's expression and body language. Her closeness to both Dan and Tara, and in turn their unparalleled closeness to the messengers, meant that she would almost certainly know if anything had happened that merited the level of anxious panic Mesut had been feeling prior to his engagement of a rudimentary kind of dead man's switch, which would see all images and footage from Dortolu Tepe released within 10 hours if he didn't disable the scheduled post before the timer expired. He had no immediate desire to cancel that post just yet on the back of Emma's words, but considerations about... A quick quadruple knock on the door, along with the words that followed, cut off all considerations in Masut's mind in the blink of an eye. He dashed quickly to the door for a peek through the peephole.
Mr. Demir, we're coming in, a deep voice boomed. It sounded local, likely an ICA security agent. This entire wing of the hotel is being evacuated while we assess the credibility of a security threat.
Before he reached the door, and before he could even feel conscious relief that the images weren't laying out in the open, on show for the incoming man to see, it was both unlocked and opened. Sure enough, Mesut saw a uniformed ICA agent holding a master keycard.
As Mr. Kendrick's nominated guest, the man said to Mesut,
seemingly making an effort not to sound too intimidating,
you're a very high-value individual, even within the context of the dignitaries filling the hotel this week. We don't have to leave the site, but I do have to take you to a secure subterranean location. Immediately.
Mesut gulped. He nodded, too many times due to his nerves, and instinctively turned to grab his laptop from the couch. The man, however, grabbed his arm. Although the hold was no firmer than necessary, it was firm enough to set Masut's heart racing.
I need that computer,
he said, trying and struggling to find a way to stress the importance of this without explaining why, without explaining that a record of the randomly generated and unguessable access code needed to disable a certain scheduled post was on that computer and nowhere else. And while Mesut had been desperate to ensure the post would see the light of day in a true emergency, he was almost as keen to make sure it didn't in any other scenario. News like this had to be broken a certain way, especially when Blitz News was already whipping up a frenzy and when Emma McCarthy's efforts were unlikely to allay public fears over Chairman Godfrey's unexplained disappearance for long.
Mr. Demir, we are highly concerned about the imminent threat, the guard said, moving as he spoke. There is no time to take any belongings. We should be back in no time. But while the threat is being evaluated, I must bring you to a safer location immediately.
Despite his protestations, Mesut was physically outmatched by the much larger man and so made no prolonged physical effort to resist being marched out of his suite and along the hallway outside.
Will we definitely be back in the next 9.5 hours?
Mesut asked, too caught up to be aware of how suspicious this oddly specific question might sound. While surprised by it, the man responded very simply.
If we're not, that would mean something's gone so wrong that we probably won't be back at all. I'm thinking a few hours at most, Mr. Demir, just until the threat has been evaluated and neutralized if necessary.
Mesut tried to be relaxed by this, and it wasn't even the security threat that bothered him. Regret filled his mind as he considered the computer, so near, yet so helplessly out of his reach. He glanced at his watch. There was plenty of time. For now. But what came after for now? Walking along the corridor with a guard who'd been sent to evacuate him for the second time that day, only one thought filled Mesut Demir's mind.
What have I done?